Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it's Throwback Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Steve Cypress here. We are right now in the midst of an open house tour, which I will discuss for a business lesson of the day. Meanwhile, since it's Throwback Thursday, well, first I got to share the rhino today. And I've done what Jeff Smith suggested I do. I get a few of these custom-made rhino calling cards that he carved for me out of wood. That's what he does. He's a custom wood carver. You can find him at jeffwoodsmith.com, I believe is his website. He made up a bunch of these as if I'm going to hand them out as a business card. It'd be pretty much ineffective because it doesn't have any kind of irresistible or even crappy offer on it. However, still a cool rhino. And so that's the rhino of the day. Now, Throwback Thursday is, look what I found, this old kind of rusty. You remember these from back in the day? Did you ever get these? It's a rock and roll concert pin. Now, I worked for 3 years in Madison Square Garden from the time I was a junior in high school till a little bit after high school. I came back my Christmas break from being a freshman in college and came back and worked in Madison Square Garden. Did that a little later on again, about 3 or 4 years later, when I was starting my first business and needed to get some startup capital, make about $1,000. Went back to work in the garden, but these were given out, sponsored by a radio station, in this case WPLJ 95.5, New York's best rock. WPLJ salutes Led Zeppelin, Madison Square Garden, June 77. That was their last ever North American tour. Towards the end of the tour, I believe it was Robert Plant's son died, and they cut the tour short, and they never toured again in North America. This was an extremely cool tour. 6 nights in Madison Square Garden, although they said they could have sold out 8 nights if they had them available on the tour schedule, because the tour was delayed by a month starting because of laryngitis, I think, that Robert Plant had. So they couldn't put in the extra dates, but they did play 6 glorious nights in Madison Square Garden in June 77, and I still kept the pin to this day. I bet if I go on eBay, I could get like $5 or $20 for it or something that I wouldn't do, because it's a very cool memory, and it's now 41 years old. So that definitely qualifies for Throwback Thursday. As for today, we are right now in the midst of a multiple agent, all from the same real estate agency, the local luxury real estate agents here, what are they called again? Sotheby's International. And 6 different agents are doing open houses all at the same time, and then there's a party at the last one. So they give you this map, and you go to the first one, and they say, here, drive around to these 6 homes. And the first one was not that impressive. Had low ceilings, which I never like here in the Scottsdale area. I love the high ceilings. Well, we walked in the second one. They had 24-foot ceiling right there when you walk in the great room. And just a spectacular home on the golf course and with the infinity pool and on. The 4-car garage. I mean, where he parked his 50th anniversary Corvette in there with all his Corvette Club stuff around, and like just a very cool home. Now we're going to home number 3 out of the 6, and this I share because this is something any business owner can do. It doesn't just have to be real estate. Set up a tour. Brett Olaya is here. Set up a tour with other business owners in your area. They don't have to be all in the same industry like this or all from the same real estate agency like this, but you could have a tour, or you could have a come to me where you have 6 different, for instance, home contractors, a plumber and a heating and air guy, an electrician and the remodeler and so forth, and host an event where all 6 of you are going to, you know, showcase what you do and show samples of your stuff. But in this case, we're going around to see these 6 different homes. And I don't know, I think they estimated like at least 100 couples will be coming through. So that's pretty good for a weekday especially. Usually these open houses They've got to sit there all day on a Saturday. Here, it's only a couple hours, 2.5 hours on a Thursday. And at the last one, they'll be serving drinks and hors d'oeuvres. Oh, and anybody that visits all six, they're going to give you a gift card. $25 gift card. I was like, yeah, that's not really the reason we're doing it. Like, go to six different open houses for $25 on a gift card. Not really an irresistible offer there. But we're having some fun. And one of my clients is the agent for one of these homes, which is how we got invited to it and why we're on it. We're not exactly in the market right now for a home, although walking into that last one made us want to be.
The golf course.
It's got spectacular views, and you know, it's what being down here is all about. Anyway, here we are. We're at home number 3. So we're going to head in and check it out. And I will be ending the video. But there you see another couple is walking up into the home there. And we will go check it out. You can see they have the signs out in the front with their open house signs. And so very smart thing. Six agents all collaborating on a multiple home open house tour. And that's Throwback Thursday for the day. Laura Lynn, great to see you here. Walking up a hill here just to get to the home, which tells you there'll be a spectacular views in the back going down the hill. 3-car garage. I see the tall ceilings already, my kind of place. And as you can see in the distance, spectacular mountain views like we're used to in the place we're in now. So very nice. We're heading in. That's it for Throwback Thursday. Thanks, Laura Lynn. Chris Bell is here to Brett Olaya. And I'll be back tomorrow with Foundation Friday. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.